The Center for Counseling and Special Services at the University of California, Irvine is comprised of four components: counseling, special services, learning skills, and consultation and training. Each of these components are based on one underlying concept: helping you, the student, maximize your potential in all aspects of your university experience. The center operates from a community mental health model. This means two things. First, we go into the student community to deliver services. You will see our staff delivering programs in the various residence halls, at off-campus weekend retreats and seminars, at summer orientation programs, and through numerous campus organizations. Secondly, a community mental health model is concerned with the growth needs of all students. Rather than working with students only after they are encountering difficulties, our goal is to offer services that will encourage students to deal with issues before they develop into problems. By teaching students how to manage stress and respond to challenging and difficult situations with increased self-awareness and interpersonal effectiveness, we help them to develop the personal insight and skills they need to get the most from their life experience here at UCI. Programs designed to accomplish this include assertion training, values clarification, personal awareness, time management, and test anxiety reduction.
Counseling services are designed to help students to think, feel, and behave more effectively in all facets of their lives. One thrust of the center is to respond to students who are seeking help with personal concerns, such as relationships with intimates, family, or friends, difficulties with career concerns, interpersonal effectiveness, loneliness or rejection, or coping with pressures. Whatever the concern, students can come to the center and be seen by one of our staff on a drop-in basis without an appointment. The student may elect to continue seeing a counselor on a one-to-one basis or may elect to join a counseling group. Other students may have topics of personal interest they wish to explore. Our staff responds to these requests by offering workshops on issues such as consciousness raising for men or women, sex roles, and stereotyping. Our staff is comprised of counseling psychologists and graduate interns who subscribe to a belief that counseling is a process of counselor and student identifying concerns and alleviating these concerns through cognitive, affective, or behavioral solutions. Significant personal growth seldom occurs abruptly, but rather we improve progressively with effort over time. Such growth is a process of getting in touch with ourselves and recognizing those areas in which we desire change. So you see, there is a wide range of reasons for coming to the center. Some students have identified their concerns. Others may not be sure what is going on with them. And still others simply want to check out our services or meet our staff.
Special services represents the second major component and is designed to assist students admitted to UCI under the Educational Opportunities Program. One goal of the program is to increase retention and graduation opportunities for educationally, economically, or culturally disadvantaged students. When students from ethnic minority cultures enter UCI, they join a predominantly Anglo community and must learn to cope with those elements of stress related to a new cultural environment, compounded by the fact that they may be removed from family, community, and a support system which was accessible and familiar to them. Programs and services are provided to assist these students in making the adjustments to university life. Our staff also works to modify the university structure to respond to individual needs. Current programs and services include a cross-cultural center, a comprehensive and free tutoring program, one-to-one personal counseling, workshops on popular issues, a summer orientation program for incoming EOP students, and a cluster program designed to provide interpersonal relationships among students. An innovative approach to EOP programming and unique to UCI is our cross-cultural center, which was established as a means to promote interaction between all students, faculty, and staff. It is a place for students to meet each other, both from their own cultural perspective and the majority culture, in addition to finding a tutor, receive help or information, meet with a counselor, or rap with other students. There are student counseling assistants available in the center daily who are knowledgeable about the campus and its resources, and who are trained in the role of a peer counselor. These students also work with our counseling psychologist and deliver workshops on topics of interest to third world students. Topics such as the role of a third world woman today, assertion training for the third world students, cross-cultural marital issues, and ethnic minorities in medicine, produce stimulating and lively discussions. These rap groups are popular because they provide students with a support system where they can share helping strategies. The cluster program was developed to assist entering students in their first year. All entering EOP students are assigned to a cluster group on the basis of academic major, class standing, and ethnic background. Cluster leaders, generally graduate students, meet with their students twice a week. Participation is a requirement. From this interchange comes the request for new programs, assessments of individual needs, and support for each other. The Cross Cultural Center houses the headquarters of the Third World organizations: MECHA, the Black Student Union, Native Americans, United Asians, and Kababayan. These are active student organizations who encourage the nurturance and continuance of one's cultural heritage. Some of their numerous events include speakers from the political and educational arenas, social events observing independence and national holidays, and well-known personalities, including musicians, writers, and artists. Their activities provide a cultural enrichment for all of us by adding to one's own cultural awareness. Viewpoints and opinions of the third world student population are expressed in The Blade, a newspaper published by the third world organizations. An integral and important part of special services programming is the Summer Educational Opportunity Program, which is designed to provide an intensive 5-week orientation program for 100 entering students. Participants experience resident hall life, complete with a roommate and an RA, classroom and social activities, registration, and all the challenges to survival which exist at a complex university. Classes are offered in survival skills, mathematics, English, and social sciences. The program is intended to introduce entering students to the functions of the university and its potential for positively affecting the student.
The third major component is learning skills. Programs are designed to provide students with the skills necessary to take full advantage of the many educational opportunities offered at UCI. Their goal is to help students broaden and increase the skills with which they approach academic material. Staff offer a variety of programs to facilitate the student's learning process. The role of the center may further be defined as helping students learn how to learn. Workshops offered at the center directly relate to the student's academic progress and fall into four major areas: workshops for improvement of reading, writing, test-taking, and study skills. The staff is composed of counseling psychologists, professional learning skills staff, and trained student staff. Although most students receive services through workshops, instruction is available on an individual basis, augmented by the library materials available at the center. Individualized aid involves defining the student's particular learning issues and subsequently designing a program which will result in better learning abilities and performance. A drop-in center houses expanding multimedia resources, a learning laboratory, handouts, and a variety of study aids. Future plans for the center include cooperation with professors to give course feedback, expanded assistance with specific courses and required textbooks. Workshops are currently being designed in introductory chemistry and in the study of the humanities.
A fourth and final area, consultation and training, provides services to students in a more indirect way. Each day, students come in contact with a wide variety of staff who they look to for information, advice, and counsel. By training staff members who have a high level of contact with students, such as housing, financial aids, and admissions, and listening and helping skills, they are better able to respond to and assist students. Many students utilize our training services in a more direct way and they are the large and growing population of student-trained staff who participate in program delivery. At UCI, we have peer academic advisors, resident assistants in Mesa Court and Middle Earth, counseling assistants in the Cross Cultural Center, student advisors for the summer orientation programs, including Summer Education Opportunity Program, UniPrep, Student Parent Orientation Program, Commuter Student Advisors, Fall Orientation Advisors, and elected student officers and leaders. Our staff provide training for these students in effective leadership, listening skills, group decision-making processes, functional group membership, and principles of group behavior as applied to the classroom setting. We also provide training to help teaching assistants improve their teaching skills. The basis for the program is the concept that the whole range of behaviors besides personality lead to effective teaching. This program focuses on constantly improving methods of teaching and incorporating innovative teaching techniques. Towards this goal, some adaptations of counseling skills are provided. TAs are videotaped in their actual classes and have an opportunity to review their own teaching style with a staff member. TAs define specific class objectives and are able to review and analyze how they accomplish their objectives. All individuals receiving consultation and training services are encouraged to develop helping relationships with students and to recognize and refer anyone who needs additional help to the professional resources at the Counseling Center.
The four components of the Center for Counseling and Special Services are interrelated on a variety of levels. They share the same staff, with the counseling psychologists offering services specifically designed for the goals of each component. Access to the services of any component is easily achieved through drop-in hours at any of the three centers when one of the professional staff is available for individual consultation. From this first contact, referrals can easily be made to other resources. Drop-in hours at the three centers, counseling, learning skills, and cross-cultural, are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And remember, no appointment is necessary. Our staff maintains a relaxed atmosphere. The only expectation is a serious attempt on the part of the student to work through concerns until a solution is achieved. The center continually tries to maximize the availability of its services to the student community by training student and university staff in all areas of the campus. The staff accept referrals from faculty and university personnel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to respond to acute emergencies. Psychologists can be reached through the Student Health Service after hours and on weekends. Counseling is done in the strictest confidence, and all of our services and resources are available to all students at no charge. We invite you to come to the center. Through your sharing, together we may help you find resolutions to your concerns. From this interaction, you can gain a deeper understanding of yourself and your perceptions, and you can develop skills which may be of invaluable assistance to you now and in your future.
Special Services represents the second major component and is designed to assist students admitted to UCI under the Educational Opportunities Program. One goal of the program is to increase retention and graduation opportunities for educationally, economically, or culturally disadvantaged students. When students from ethnic minority cultures enter UCI, they join a predominantly Anglo community and must learn to cope with those elements of stress related to a new cultural environment, compounded by the fact that they may be removed from family, community, and a support system which was accessible and familiar to them. Programs and services are provided to assist these students in making the adjustments to university life. Our staff also work to modify the university structure to respond to individual needs. Current programs and services include a cross-cultural center, a comprehensive and free tutoring program, one-to-one personal counseling, workshops on popular issues, a summer orientation program for incoming EOP students, and a cluster program designed to provide interpersonal relationships among students. An innovative approach to EOP programming and unique to UCI is our cross-cultural center, which was established as a means to promote interaction between all students, faculty, and staff. It is a place for students to meet others, both from their own cultural perspective and the majority culture. In addition to finding a tutor, receive help or information, meet with a counselor, or rap with other students. There are student counseling assistants available in the center daily who are knowledgeable about the campus and its resources and who are trained in a role of a peer counselor. These students also work with our counseling psychologists and deliver workshops on topics of interest to third world students. Topics such as the role of third world women today, assertion training for third world students, cross-cultural marital issues, and ethnic minorities in medicine produce stimulating and lively discussions. These rap groups are popular because they provide students with a support system where they can share helping strategies. The cluster program was developed to assist entering students in their first year. All entering EOP students are assigned to a cluster group on the basis of academic major, class standing, and ethnic background. Cluster leaders, generally graduate students, meet with their students twice a week. Participation is a requirement. From this interchange comes a request for new programs, assessment of individual needs, and support for each other. The Cross Cultural Center houses the headquarters of the Third World organizations, MECHA, Black Students Union, Native Americans, United Asians, and Kababayan. These are active student organizations who encourage the nurturance and continuance of one's cultural heritage. Some of their numerous events include speakers from the political and educational arenas, social events observing independence and national holidays, and well-known personalities, including musicians, writers, and artists. Their activities provide a cultural enrichment for all of us by adding to one's own cultural awareness. Viewpoints and opinions of the Third World student population are expressed in The Blade, a newspaper published by the Third World organizations. An integral and important part of special services programming is the Summer Educational Opportunity Program, which is designed to provide an intensive 5-week orientation program for 100 entering students. Participants experience resident hall life complete with a roommate and an RA, classroom and social activities, registration, and all the challenges to survival which exist in a complex university. Classes are offered in survival skills, mathematics, English, and social sciences. The program is intended to introduce entering students to the functions of the university and its potential for positively affecting the students. Okay. Take it from program?
Yeah, the program.
Okay. The program is intended to introduce entering students to the functions of the university and its potential for positively affecting the student.
Special services represents the second major component and is designed to assist students admitted to UCI under the Educational Opportunities Program. One goal of the program is to increase retention and graduation opportunities for educationally, economically, or culturally disadvantaged students. When students from ethnic minority cultures enter UCI, they join a predominantly Anglo community and must learn to cope with those elements of stress related to a new cultural environment, compounded by the fact that they may be removed from family, community, and a support system which was accessible and familiar to them. Programs and services are provided to assist these students in making the adjustments to university life. Our staff also works to modify the university structure to respond to individual needs. Current programs and services include a cross-cultural center, a comprehensive and free tutoring program, one-to-one personal counseling, workshops on popular issues, a summer orientation program for incoming EOP students, and a cluster program designed to provide interpersonal relationships among students. An innovative approach to EOP programming and unique to UCI is our cross-cultural center, which was established as a means to promote interaction between all students, faculty, and staff. It is a place for students to meet each other, both from their own cultural perspective and the majority culture, in addition to finding a tutor, receive help or information, meet with a counselor, or rap with other students. There are student counseling assistants available in the center daily who are knowledgeable about the campus and its resources, and who are trained in the role of a peer counselor. These students also work with our counseling psychologist and deliver workshops on topics of interest to third world students. Topics such as the role of a third world woman today, assertion training for the third world students, cross-cultural marital issues, and ethnic minorities in medicine, produce stimulating and lively discussions. These rap groups are popular because they provide students with a support system where they can share helping strategies. The cluster program was developed to assist entering students in their first year. All entering EOP students are assigned to a cluster group on the basis of academic major, class standing, and ethnic background. Cluster leaders, generally graduate students, meet with their students twice a week. Participation is a requirement. From this interchange comes the request for new programs, assessments of individual needs, and support for each other. The Cross-Cultural Center houses the headquarters of the third world organizations. MECHA, the Black Student Union, Native Americans, United Asians, and Kababayan. These are active student organizations who encourage the nurturance and continuance of one's cultural heritage. Some of their numerous events include speakers from the political and educational arenas, social events observing independence and national holidays, and well-known personalities, including musicians, writers, and artists. Their activities provide a cultural enrichment for all of us by adding to one's own cultural awareness. Viewpoints and opinions of the third world student population are expressed in The Blade, a newspaper published by the third world organizations. An integral and important part of special services programming is the Summer Educational Opportunity Program, which is designed to provide an intensive 5-week orientation program for 100 entering students. Participants experience resident hall life, complete with a roommate and an RA, classroom and social activities, registration, and all the challenges to survival which exist at a complex university. Classes are offered in survival skills, mathematics, English, and social sciences. The program is intended to introduce entering students to the functions of the university and its potential for positively affecting the